Big tech story this week. Microsoft services have recovered now after tens of thousands of users reported its products, including Outlook and Teams, had stopped working. The company tweeted that it impacted services, but those services have recovered and remain stable. Microsoft, of course, is the heart of so many things in our online activities, isn't it? So what went on? Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, joins us now. Fevzi, Microsoft, this is a huge situation. The first thing I thought was that has somebody accessed their systems? Was it a technical fault of some kind that was widespread? What happened?
Yeah, so Microsoft have explicitly said that they were not hacked.
Right.
That this was a mistake. They were making changes to their wide area network. So wide area network as opposed to local area network is when you connect up all your servers in different parts of the country or even different parts of the world. Someone made presumably some configuration changes to that, got it wrong, and as a result, various services, Teams, Xbox Live, Outlook, and importantly, their Azure services. So Azure are cloud services that Microsoft sell to other businesses typically. So many, many businesses were impacted because not because they were, you know, Microsoft customers of consumer products, but because they actually use Azure for their own business. And so their own business websites would have gone belly up as well. So it just does show how interconnected we are and how reliant we are on aspects of the internet that we have absolutely no control over.
Right. And the effects of this, of course, were widely reported. I mean, this was a big story as it broke on all of the big networks.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's always a worry and everyone's tetchy these days because, you know, not least because of the war in Ukraine, and companies have been warned by their governments to make sure that their systems are as secure as they can be and to expect to be attacked. So when something like this happens, it's always a concern that it's an attack. I have to say, Microsoft laid off, announced about 10,000 redundancies a few days ago. I suspect that may now be 10,001. Whoever made that misconfiguration probably won't be with Microsoft for very long.
Well, that's the way these things work. I think the media is quite similar too. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. If people want to ask you a tech question, you know, we haven't had a lot of time when we've been on air together to promote this, but you are, as ever, available to answer people's questions. How would they do that?
Absolutely. But can I just say one thing, and I don't normally do this, but that last feature you had was absolutely fascinating about being able to move objects with waves. And one application leapt into my mind as I was listening to that, and it is virtual reality. So when we have virtual reality, we can see objects, but we can't really feel them. We can't sit on virtual chairs. We can't feel goblets that we pick up in these virtual worlds. But if you can create force on an object, and that's what you're doing when you talk about moving an object, you're actually making a force against it, then you could create the feel of a virtual world. And that could be revolutionary. Absolutely.
So this is absolute game-changing, as I said. Game-changing technology. And, you know, what a pity. I know that we've had a lot of political stuff to deal with both sides of the Atlantic, but what a pity that the mainstream media didn't get hold of this story and give people a little bit of hope that we're developing a technology here that could change travel and change building and change everything.
Yeah, we can fly as well.
So I've heard. How do people check you out then, Fevzi, online?
Well, the Gadget Detective podcast is a good way to do it. If you go to www.gadgetdetective.com, you can sign up for the podcast there, or you can find me on Twitter @GadgetDetective.
Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective. We'll talk at greater length in the future. Thank you.